Aries, March 21 to April 19. Many astrologers enjoy meditating on the heavenly body Chiron. With an orbit between Saturn and Uranus, it is an anomalous object that has qualities of both a comet and a minor planet. Its name is derived from a character in ancient Greek myth, the wisest teacher and healer of all the centaurs. Chiron is now in the sign of Aries and will be there for a while. Let's invoke its symbolic power to inspire two quests in the coming months. 1. Seek a teacher who excites your love of life. 2. Seek a healer who alleviates any hurts that interfere with your love of life. Taurus, April 20 to May 20, it's high time for some high culture. You are in a phase to get rich benefits from reading Shakespeare, listening to Beethoven, and enjoying paintings by Matisse and Picasso. You'd also benefit lavishly from communing with the work of virtuosos like Mozart, Michelangelo, and novelist Haruki Murakami. However, I think you would garner even greater emotional treasures from reading Virginia Woolf, listening to Janelle Monáe's music, and enjoying Georgia O'Keeffe's paintings. For extra credit, get cozy with the books of Simone Weil, listen to Patti Smith's music, and see Frida Kahlo's art. If you read between the lines here, you understand I'm telling you that the most excellent thing to do for your mental and spiritual health is to commune with brilliant women artists, writers, and musicians. Gemini, May 21 to June 20. The French phrase je joute, translated as, I adjust, is a chess term used when a player is about to adjust their pieces but does not yet intend to make a move. Je joute might be an apt motto for you to invoke in the coming days. You are not ready to make major shifts in the way you play the games you're involved in. But it's an excellent time to meditate on that prospect. You will gain clarity and refine your perspective if you tinker with and rearrange the overall look and feel of things. Cancer, June 21 to July 22. The Simpsons animated show has been on TV for 34 seasons. 10-year-old Bart Simpson is one of the stars. He is a mischievous rascal who's ingenious in defying authority. Sometimes teachers catch him in his rebellious acts and punish him by making him write apologetic affirmations on the classroom blackboard. For example, I will not strut around like I own the place. I will not obey the voices in my head. I will not express my feelings through chaos. I will not trade pants with others. I will not instigate revolution. I am not deliciously saucy. I cannot absolve sins. Hot dogs are not bookmarks. In accordance with your unruly astrological omens, Cancerian, I authorize you to do things Bart said he wouldn't do. You have a license to be deliciously saucy. Leo, July 23, August. 22, early in her career, Leo actor Lisa Kudrow endured disappointments. She auditioned for the TV show Saturday Night Live, but wasn't chosen. She was cast as a main character in the TV show Frasier, but was replaced during the filming of the pilot episode. A few months later, though, she landed a key role in the new TV show Friends. In retrospect, she was glad she got fired from Frasier so she could be available for Friends. Frasier was popular, but Friends was a super hit. Kudrow won numerous awards for her work on the show and rode her fame to a successful film career. Will there be a Frasier moment for you in the coming months, dear Leo? That's what I suspect. So keep the faith. Virgo, August 23, Sept. 22. The coming weeks will be a good time to seek helpful clues and guidance from your nightly dreams. Take steps to remember them. Maybe keep a pen and notebook next to your bed. Here are a few possible dream scenes and their meanings. 1. A dream of planting a tree means you're primed to begin a project that will grow for years. 2. A dream of riding in a spaceship suggests you yearn to make your future come more alive in your life. 3. A dream of taking a long trip or standing on a mountaintop may signify you're ready to come to new conclusions about your life story. P.S. Even if you don't have these specific dreams, the interpretations I offered are still apt. Libra, September 23, October. 22. In reviewing the life work of neurologist and author Oliver Sacks, critic Patricia Holt said he marveled at how average people not only adapt to injury and disease but also create something transcendent out of a condition others call disability. Sacks specialized in collaborating with neurological patients who used their seeming debilitations to uncover otherwise unknown resources and create lives of originality and innovation. I bring this up, Libra, because I suspect that in the coming months, you will have extra power to turn your apparent weaknesses or liabilities into assets. Scorpio, October 23, November 21, it's a mistake to believe we must ration our love as if we only have so much to offer. The fact is, the more love we give, the more we have available to give. As we tap into our deepest source of generosity, we discover we have greater reserves of it than we imagined. What I've just said is always true, but it's especially apropos for you right now. You are in a phase when you can dramatically expand your understanding of how many blessings you have to dole out. Sagittarius, November 22nd Deck. 21, home computers didn't become common until the 1980s. During the previous decade, small startup companies with adventurous experimenters did the grunt work that made the digital revolution possible. Many early adapters worked out of garages in the Silicon Valley area of Northern California. They preferred to devote their modest resources to the actual work rather than to fancy labs. I suspect the coming months will invite you to do something similar, Sagittarius. To be discerning about how you allocate your resources as you plan and implement your vigorous transformations. Capricorn, December 22, Jan. 19. I'm tempted to call this upcoming chapter of your life story, The Partial Conquest of Loneliness. Other good titles might be, Restoration of Degraded Treasure, or, Turning a Confusing Triumph into a Gratifying One, or, Replacing a Mediocre Kind of Strength with the Right Kind. Can you guess that I foresee an exciting and productive time for you in the coming weeks? To best prepare, drop as many expectations and assumptions as you can so you will be fully available for the novel and sometimes surprising opportunities. Life will offer you fresh perspectives. Aquarius, January 20, Feb. 18. By 1582, the inexact old Julian calendar used by the Western world for 13 centuries was out of whack because it had no leap years. The spring equinox was occurring too early, on March 10. Pope Gregory commissioned scientists who devised a more accurate way to account for the passage of time. The problem was that the new calendar needed a modification that required the day after October 4 to be October 15. 11 days went missing, permanently. People were resentful and resistant, though eventually all of Europe made the conversion. In that spirit, Aquarius, I ask you to consider an adjustment that requires a shift in habits. It may be inconvenient at first, but will ultimately be good for you. Pisces, February 19 to March 20, Piscean novelist Peter DeVries wrote, "Sometimes I write drunk and revise sober, and sometimes I write sober and revise drunk. But you have to have both elements in creation, the Apollonian and the Dionysian, or spontaneity and restraint, emotion and discipline. In the coming weeks, you Pisces folks will be skilled at weaving these modes as you practice what you love to do. You'll be a master of cultivating dynamic balance, a wizard of blending creativity and organization, a productive changemaker who fosters both structure and morale." Homework. What's the best gift you could give yourself right now? Newsletter.freewillastrology.com